Were you aware at the time?
Who it was? No.
That he had on the floor.
I knew that somebody on the floor, but I didn't,
you didn't know,
know
it,
it was the same person.
Okay, so I respect that. I didn't know that part of the story for Hi guys. Welcome back to 20 something podcast. So this is the first episode that I'm filming since release, and I just wanted to pop in here and say thank you guys so much. Like, honestly, I didn't expect like anyone to listen to it. I expected maybe like 3 people to listen to this, and so many people not only listened but then told me they listened after and were like, hey, like, I actually really liked it. And so many people just had like kind words to say, and I appreciate that more than anything. You guys have no idea. This is actually my first guest episode, which is so exciting. This was the first episode that I filmed with the intent of possibly posting it. My guest for this episode is one of my best friends in the whole world, Soph. I've known her now for, oh my god, has it actually been that long? Like, I guess I started high school in 2017. Me trying to do math. Like 6 years? No, 7 years. Like 7 years. But Soph's one of my best friends from high school. For reference, we filmed this back in January, so a lot of what we're talking about is from like last month. But I'm really excited to share this episode with you guys. It's really, really funny. So yeah, thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.
Hello?
That's gonna be really fucking loud.
Something you have learned about your dad in the course of this campaign that you
Hello?
Didn't.
It's probably like the shittiest audio quality of all time.
Hello. Hi guys, welcome back to Call Her Daddy.
Welcome back to Just Trish.
Literally, this podcast doesn't have a name as of right now.
No. That should be the name. Doesn't have a name as of right now.
Doesn't have a name. I'm Carly.
I'm Sophia.
Sophia. Soph.
Okay, we'll do that.
Yeah, this is Soph. Wait, I have to like get comfortable.
A little ASMR for us all to get a little comfy.
Yes. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. I'm literally coming for Trisha Paytas' ASMR account.
No, it actually devours. I love them. Hold on. Let's see what her most recent
watch them?
Is. Yeah. Girl, they knock me out.
Is it on her regular account?
No, it's on Trisha Paytas ASMR.
It has its own account.
It has its own account because she used to do it like a million years ago, and then she stopped for a while, and then when it started getting popular again, she hopped back on. ASMR fast car tapping. ASMR New Year's
in her Mercedes. Yes. Mercedes Maybach.
So fucking good.
Sorry, I had a holiday sleepover. Toxic Rich. I've had those.
Probably Toxic Rich Girly.
PTSD.
Tavern Maid puts you to sleep.
Why Tavern Maid?
Spit painting on your face for sleep.
Do you think she plays these for Malibu?
I hope. Oh my god, Lullaby. Instead of a storybook, you get a fucking ASMR video.
I love you, Moses. Is her lullaby.
That one was too good, dude.
Baby girl Elvis.
Baby girl Elvis.
Do you think she's gonna switch it?
I hope that she at least does the double first name thing and gives her the baby girl Elvis's full name as her first name. Okay. Elvis Presley Paytas Hakom or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That'd be everything.
I think Priscilla or Presley is cute.
Yeah. I kind of like Presley. Priscilla's kind of dated. I think Priscilla should be put to bed. Is that a hot take?
I just thought the same thing. I still haven't seen the movie, actually.
What, Priscilla or Elvis?
Both.
Me too. I tried to watch Elvis and I couldn't get through it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Okay, let's get into pop culture. Let's get into the things that we want to talk about pop culture.
All right. What do we have? What do you want to start with?
So organized. I have a list.
Okay. Okay, Mean Girls.
Okay, the Mean Girls movie.
Oh my god.
So, neither of us have seen it.
No.
So, we actually don't know what we're talking about at all.
No, not at all. I only know what I've seen from the haters on TikTok and the few lovers. I will say that the good things that I've heard are Renee Rapp.
Yeah, because she eats One of my friends texted me the other day, and she was like, she reminds me of you. And I was like, that's, like, too flattering. I don't think that I'm, like, Brittany Rapp at all. And I also, like, I don't sing, but...
No, same vibes.
That's really nice.
Have you, like, seen her in, like, interviews and shit?
I could see. So, I saw Mean Girls, like, on Broadway.
Oh, okay.
Like, years ago.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you if that's, like, when she was in it.
Oh.
But, like, I also watched The Sex Lives of College Girls.
Oh, she
We
eats.
Watched that together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she eats in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she devours.
Yeah, and, like, that is Regina.
Yeah, bitch. She's playing the same bitch over and over again, but honestly... She eats at it, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But Katie's vocals suck dick in the movie, bro. They suck.
Playing Katie?
I don't... Hold, please.
Yeah, actually, like, let's, like, pull up the whole cast. Because, what's his name from...
The Summer Turned Pretty?
Yes.
Conrad.
Yes.
That's so fucking
He's
good.
In it.
Obviously, Mother Tina.
Yeah.
Okay. Anjuri Rice, she's sucking dick at vocals, apparently. Like the TikToks.
I've seen a couple close-ups, and, like, the camera, like, is moving with them. I don't know how to feel about that.
It reminds me of the scene from the Muppet movie.
When
he's going... the Muppet. What's his name? Like, Gary or some shit? I don't know.
Something like that. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But the fucking
Muppet
is going crazy. Yeah, right. He's going crazy running around.
I did see someone, like, clip it with that. I've also heard and seen, for the most part, from the trailers that, like, the costumes suck. Mm. Yeah.
I saw one clip of the movie where Regina is in a full leather, like, leather pants, leather top. And it's
I've been told to never do that.
Yeah, you never
That's condom.
Fucking do that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's Dominatrix. That's S&M.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
And where was she going? Do you know?
She was at fucking lunch, meeting Katie for the first time.
That's a thing that also wasn't realistic about the first movie. Why are you wearing high heels?
Well, that was just always, like, 90s and 2000s. Like,
did they do that?
Like, high school movies. Yeah, like, fucking Cher and Dion.
But did real people do that?
No! But, like, the movies back in the day. Actually, I don't know
That's
if they
so
did that.
True.
In high school.
But Dion and Cher were also, like, Beverly Hills. Like, where does Mean Girls take place?
Fucking, someplace, like, expensive.
Is it?
I mean, did you see the houses? The neighborhoods were beautiful.
True, yeah.
But, I don't know. Even in, like, I can't even think of any other 90s high school movie right now.
Breakfast Club?
Yeah, bitches are wearing, like, kind of extravagant outfits there, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bitches are wild.
There's probably, like, a lot more of them though.
I need to see it.
Oh, Sharpay in High School Musical. Nobody dresses like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. But she wasn't real.
But she was
his mother.
Right.
Like, but also nobody else gets a fucking pink locker at their school, but
you know. No.
But she eats.
But it's there. Someone does because, like, they left it there.
Yeah, someone has it now.
Yeah.
But it wasn't customized for them. It's customized for Sharpay Evans.
Right. Do you think it's, like, cursed? Or, like, blessed in some way?
Like the cheese touch, but kind of backwards.
Yeah. The quantification.
The
when you get the locker, you're hot.
Yeah, you'll be, like, eyes go in three different directions and, like, hunchback. And then the second you get that locker, body alert.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and everyone's fighting over it.
Yeah, no.
Also, I just feel like, I know that it's satire.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like it might be unfunny. I don't know.
Like, SNL kind of thing.
Yeah. It is Tina Fey.
It's Tina, and I respect the fuck out of Tina.
Yeah.
You've done a lot for yourself in the industry, girl, and I'm never going to question you.
Yeah.
But I think Mean Girls should be done.
Yeah. It would have been cool if, like, they brought the original cast back in some way. I can see why they were like, I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
But also, we haven't seen it, so, like, who knows? Like, maybe we'll watch it.
And it'll be... we'll give an update.
I feel like it'll also be nostalgic. Like, I feel like that's a huge factor in it.
Yeah.
Is, like...
I'm sure... Because Renee Rapp is an amazing actress. The fucking dude that plays Conrad is pretty damn good. I'm sure that Katie girl was hired for a reason and it wasn't for her voice, you know? Like, I'm sure they can act and the story goes along fine, but the music is probably cringe.
Yeah.
And that's all, like... And the fucking... costuming.
Yes, because it's all from Forever 21.
Obviously.
I've seen a lot of people make, like, mood boards of, like, how they would dress them, and now I think that I need to.
Do it.
Right.
Dude, especially right now, you're famous.
That's so true. You don't have to hop on the trend. Yes. Okay, Wonka. Do we want to talk about Wonka?
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
I saw it.
You watched it?
Yes.
Holy crap.
I went with my friend Chris from school, and we sat the fuck down, and we were so scared. I was like, am I going to get turned off from Timmy Chalamet? No.
No.
But I will say that it definitely got worse before it got better. First song, right off the bat, scared.
Like,
terrified.
Opening scene.
Opening
scene. Already singing.
Already singing. Yeah, okay. On a fucking boat for some reason. I don't know.
Right.
We're singing, we're dancing. I forget which one it is. Keegan-Michael Key, I think, was in it. So he ate.
He would be in it.
He was in it. He's been doing a lot of corny shit like that. Like, the Super Mario Bros. Movie, he was fucking Toad.
I never saw that.
But, like, same type of realm.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing this to yourself? I don't know why he's doing that. But he's doing well.
Yeah.
Like, it's entertaining when he does do it. Uh-huh. But it's like, I know you're capable of so much more because your partner's out making the best fucking horror films I've ever seen, ever.
Yeah. He's making his bag.
He's fucking
Okay, so was it, like, cringy?
It was definitely cringe. It was definitely a musical. It was, like, the epitome of, like, cringe musical. But the story was cute. And it did knock a tear out of me.
Okay.
So I'll give it that.
You were connected to Wonka.
Yeah, I was connected to Wonka and his little orphan noodle.
Orphan noodle. I haven't seen Wonka, but I did watch Dune. Have you seen that?
No. The new one you watched?
Why do I feel like you told me you didn't want to see it? No, the new one hasn't come out yet. Okay. You need to get over it. Because, you know what? I watched Dune, and I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
Is that's the one with Timmy and Zendaya?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Which, like, holy shit. Okay, poor Tom Holland. Because also, with her movie coming out and, like, the threesome.
The fucking threesome movie. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm excited for that.
I'm stoked for that. Because, oh my fuck. And the dudes aren't that bad looking either.
Yeah.
So.
But I feel like you should watch Dune. I feel like Kylie watched Dune.
And that's why.
And she was like,
Daddy alert. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she saw Wonka and was like, what the fuck happened? Help me. Why is he floating?
I think they're still dating. Like, okay.
They are.
Either.
They have to
Wait, didn't they, like, just make an appearance?
Yeah. At the Golden Globes or something. Whatever award show that was.
Oh, yeah. They're, like, and everyone, smooching. Everyone, like, read their lips or whatever.
I love you.
I hate when people fucking do that.
I know, it's so funny.
Like, let them have a conversation.
Yeah, bitch.
It's cute, though, I guess. But also, like, I don't know. I like them a lot. Like, I want them to be together, but also, like, I don't know, like, what is PR with them and, like, what's not.
I don't know.
Because I also heard rumors that they, like, broke up in, like, December.
She probably was cringing over Wonka. And then he was like, no.
Yeah, Shorty. I feel like that's, like, hard for her to get through, but also, like, imagine her kids being like, oh, like, can we see Wonka? It's Timmy.
Guess what?
He's not her kids, right? He has to.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Well, how soon do the Kardashians let new guys meet their kids?
I feel like Stormy, like, is with her all the time.
They are pretty inseparable. They're, like, besties.
Stormy and, Air.
What was it before? Wolf.
Wolf. Wolf Webster. I feel like, Trav, like, doesn't, like, co-parent.
No, he definitely
that
doesn't.
That much.
He's like, definitely, like, in their life, but, like, he's definitely not co-parenting with her, at least not right now.
He's not on the show.
He's always touring. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
But she's always with Kylie, the baby, and the other baby.
Yeah,
now,
right?
Yeah. I haven't seen anything about this other air kid, but...
this other man.
This fucking dude.
This man.
I don't know. When did that one happen? This past year? Or the year before? I don't know.
I wish I knew. I have no idea. I, like, lose track.
I have no fucking... I don't know.
But Courtney's having her baby, and it's named Rocky?
It would be.
Rocky.
It would be.
Courtney and Trav.
Courtney and Trav. I'm killing myself. That's so... She's crazy. Like, her kids are an ear, probably, like, my mommy's 14. Like, she's acting like a 16-year-old girl with him. And I fucking love it. I think it's cute.
It's funny. I, like, do and I don't. Well, have you seen the show? Did you see that, like, one episode? I literally think it was from season like, one. Mm-hmm. And they were touring a house. And, like, the realtor was showing them around a house. And literally Courtney and Travis just, like, go into the backyard and just start, like, making out. Like, on, like, the couch in this, like, stranger's backyard. Like, they're just, like, touring the house.
Spectacular, like.
I don't think that they bought the house.
No, probably not.
I don't know, though. I have no fucking clue.
I don't know. That eats. They're marking their territory.
I guess.
We're gonna fuck in this backyard.
I think just time and place.
No, for sure. Like, it's definitely unprofessional and definitely terrible to watch, but it's such good entertainment for us.
Yeah, and, like, in some of the episodes, like, I think this happened. Like, her kids were like, can you, like, stop making out?
Yeah,
and,
like, I saw parents, that.
Like, it's so funny, though.
It is.
It is entertaining.
It's crazy. It's actually...
I didn't know, like, who he was, Travis.
Me neither.
Until, like, maybe a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Blink-182. Like, and the only reason why I know who Blink-182 is from that song.
Literally, which one? Well, please.
It's by, like, the Chainsmokers.
And they're, like, what, featured on it?
No, I think it's by the Chainsmokers. It was literally, like, a song from when we were in middle school.
He was in the Chainsmokers?
Oh, Closer. No, he was in Blink-182, and they mentioned Blink-182 in that song.
When did they mention Blink-182? Oh my god!
In the backseat of their Rover. This is literally Halsey. Fun fact.
What?
When I went to the Uzi concert at PNC here, it was like Uzi and, G-Eazy. Mm-hmm. And he brought out Halsey. And he was like, my girl's from New Jersey. And, like, Uzi was, like, 6 hours late. So I guess, like, Halsey was, like, filling in or whatever. But I was, like, bombarded by a Halsey concert that I didn't sign up for. And it's not that I, like, dislike her, but I also am not, like, a fan of her.
No, and she comes up on the radio is the only time I really listen to her.
Yeah.
Music.
But I don't know. She's probably making a bag or whatever. Is she witchy, Uzi? No.
What happened to Jeezy? I don't keep up with Jeezy either. But I do want to talk about the decomplication of Ariana Grande.
Yeah, you've heard about that, right? Like, the term?
Yes.
Where everyone's saying that she's, like, decomplicated. Also, I think the outfit that everyone was posting her in from that, because it was, like, we talked about this, right? It was, like, the picture of her getting out of the car with Ethan Slater.
The whack-ass hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that from, like, an outfit in her music video? Did you see the music video?
Yes. Did you watch
it?
Yes. It kind of...
Wait, I'm gonna start coughing.
It kind of looked like it, like, maybe, like, the bottom half.
Wait, let's look up, like, don't play the video. Copyright. I want to see the outfit. No, I feel like it was another outfit from that. Or maybe I could be, like, completely wrong. And she was just, like...
She wears a lot of A-line skirts, so that's probably... They, like, look the same.
Her style has changed a lot, and I feel like a lot of that is, like, rebrand vibes. What do you think of the dance? Because it's, like, your specialty. She has moves, right?
She can dance. She's been trained. But, where's the one combo that's been floating around everywhere? Yes. And... Say that shit with your chest. And be your own fucking best friend. Like, that part's so cute. I think it's cute. It's very Vogue. It's very Madonna.
Yeah.
Madonna reminiscent.
I honestly, like, I like the art style.
Yeah.
And I like the concept.
It's cute.
It's artsy. It's cute.
Yeah.
The song, I'm not crazy about the song, to be honest with you. I saw someone calling it a Target song, and, like, I agree.
It's Target song, but it's, like, her first step to, like, club music. You know? Okay. I mean, not, like, club. Ooh.
Hello. Oh, it's still
cool. Hello. Okay. Not, like, club music, but, like...
Hello?
I don't know. For the gays. It's very much for the gays. Like, I don't...
I'm a fan. Well...
Like, that gives Rush choice of on, you know? It's, like, an addictive beat. And that's why it sounds so Target, true. You know?
I've really liked her, though, like, since I was, like, in 7th grade. I wouldn't say, like, lately.
Yeah. I'm excited for the album, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be.
Yeah.
March 8th.
And I've liked her last, like, couple albums, too. Yeah, like, I like, you. What her music has become.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's, like, controversial, but, like, she also is so famous that she's always going to be famous.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck what the fuck Ariana Grande is doing? She's not killing anybody. She's just being a bitch.
I don't know if this was, like, fake or not, but I saw a TikTok being, like, oh, she said something, like, why do you care who's like, dick I'm riding?
Yeah, it's in the song.
That's what she says in the song?
Yeah. Why do you care whose dick I ride? Why?
Yes, and...
And but, I listened to it. Hold on, wait. I'll literally...
Did you see this TikTok? Because it was, like, you swipe right, and then it was, like, the said dick that she was riding. And it was, like, Ethan Slater.
Oh,
I can't take it seriously.
It's terrible. Like, it really
one, is. Because of the situation, and because, like, I'm just, like... I know so many people have opinions on it, but, like, oh, the wife, the baby. And then also, two, because Frankie Grande... And twin.
They are some twins. They look the damn fucking same. And it worries me.
Yeah.
Now, you want to fuck your gay brother? He not available? I'm right. Scared.
Also, is Frankie, like, back on Big Brother? Is that a rumor I heard?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, he was on the last season of regular Big Brother for a second for the premiere because they did that, like, Megaverse bullshit. The game was...
I don't know if I want to know.
I'll try and briefly explain it. It was the 25th season, so they tried to do something big and different. And the multiverse concept had just become a thing when they were filming it. Like, I guess from, like, Spider-Man or whatever. So
from literally Black Mirror.
Right. So, like, every week was a different week in a different universe type of thing.
Okay.
That type, whatever. And to make that happen, they got, like, four... big time Big Brother stars, one of which being Frankie, and there was like a big laser in the Big Brother living room and they were fucking like fucking with it, trying to go back to their season and win or whatever. It was a stupid like villain story, and then they ended up like blasting the Big Brother house into four different universes. It was really stupid and silly, but
they like have really added that element of like storytelling to Big Brother.
Yeah, they're really
it's like really interesting. I watched like Big Brother Australia and they like had them like go in a room that looked like a plane and spend like 24 hours on the plane to the house, but I'm like, you're in a room. Like, and then they faked like turbulence and they're like, whoa. And I was like, ooh, okay.
Because there's only so many more things you can do with that show.
Seriously, they're running out of ideas.
Yeah, but yeah. This is Whose Dick I Ride for Miss Ariana Grande.
Okay. Oh, she does. I'm okay with it, but also, okay, back to the decification.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that her, like, dressing toned down, a little bit more, like, classy, like, older woman vibes is, like, part of, like, pushing back against, like, her reputation of, like, breaking up a marriage and, like, all the scandal that's been going on right now? Like, not that it's a PR stunt, but do we think that it's, like, influenced by...
I think all maybe. That,
right?
Possibly, but also, like, is everything that calculated? I mean, maybe for a celebrity it is, but...
A celebrity.
Yeah.
But... I don't know.
I mean, personally, I wouldn't think about it that hard. Maybe she's just maturing. But also, maybe she is, like, an evil genius. She's like, well, maybe if I dress classy and cute and release an album and whatever, and a cunt song.
Yeah, I feel like...
forget about my home wreckage.
She's pretty calculated. Like, okay, but I'm reading into it like you would read into, like, Taylor Swift stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Even with that Taylor Swift bullshit out.
I, like, don't...
I don't give a shit about Travis fucking Kelce. I don't give a shit about Taylor fucking Swift. I mean, she eats, but that $1 billion did not come ethically. Thank you.
Yeah. The plane.
What fucking plane?
Oh, you didn't hear about this? Like, the whole world was mad at her because she, like, was, like, number one contributor to, like, fossil fuels, like, destroying the ozone or whatever with her, like, private jet for the Eras Tour or whatever.
Jesus
and
Christ.
For Travis Kelce. I honestly, like, I didn't read anything about it, so, like, I don't know. But I wrote an essay on Taylor and Travis Kelce, like, for my sports media class.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. He was, like, write about an event in sports, and I was like, I'm actually going to write about Taylor Swift in sports in the NFL. and I did, but it was, like, a good essay.
Okay.
Because, like, Yahoo Finance, like, wrote an article saying that Taylor Swift, like, gained a lot of viewership for the NFL in 2023, which is, like, crazy. Like,
yeah, man. That is
now a bunch of teenage girls, like, all over the world are watching football with their dad.
Like,
because Taylor's there. But Taylor's also, like, there. Talk about, like, abuse of, like, someone's platform, though, because they just kept, like, the first game and she was at, they kept panning to her, like, over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not getting paid to be there, I don't think.
Probably
not. Unless she is.
Unless she is.
Unless it's literally PR.
Yeah.
Someone said that. Wait, I forget who this was. Might have been Trisha Paytas.
Okay, anyway.
Maybe it's someone said that this is, like, to cover up that she's, like, a lesbian. And, like, apparently the New York Times came out with an article saying that Taylor Swift was a lesbian. And I was like, but why is the New York Times, like, speculating anyone's sexuality anymore? It's 2024.
What? New York Times said that.
Yeah, Taylor look it Swift up, because this lesbian? Is, like, hearsay that I'm saying. But I swear to God, like, I heard that somewhere, that it was the New York Times. And they were like, Taylor Swift is a lesbian.
That's crazy. Hold on.
Perez Hilton said something.
Taylor Swift is clearly an ally of the game.
But, like, no, I want the article. Yeah, look what we made Taylor Swift. Ew. Closeted country singer named Blah Blah. Da-da-da-da. Oh. Held a 9mm pistol to her mouth. Yikes. That wasn't talking about Taylor, though.
Oh.
Some shit about a pussycat, but that's none of my business. That's not our business.
I don't know. Apparently, like, people were speculating, like, relationship with, like, I actually forget who it was. It might have been Carly Kloss. I could be totally wrong. But, like, that was forever ago, and also, who cares?
Yeah,
but like, also, does it really change your life, like, if Taylor Swift is straight or bi or gay? Or...
But also, Taylor has so many lesbians that love her. She would feel so comfortable to come out and say right. that she was gay. Like, her fans would not change. Actually, she'd probably gain more fans. More gay men. To be real.
Picking up more of the gays.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to talking about our high school experience for backstory to our viewers. I saw this TikTok, like, a while ago, and I was thinking about duetting it, but I was also, like, I kind of, like, don't want to cause drama, but not drama.
No.
No, not drama, because, like, I liked our high school experience. But also, there's so much, like, when I tell people in college about our high school experience, everyone's always just, like, what?
Shocked.
Do you have that same experience?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it might just be because, like, Catholic school, but also I think it's, like, an abnormal situation.
I think it's also just our school, specifically.
And, right. And, like, the area that our school is in, and, like, there are just so many factors that play into it. But anyway, I saw this TikTok of this girl talking about the high school that we went to.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna play it. And I'll clip it in. Don't worry, guys.
This is so fucking bad.
My high school was literally a breeding ground for famous people. I went to Red Bank Catholic, and people who also went to my school were Alex Earl, Quentin Nelson, Sophia LaCorte, and a bunch of people now who are, like, micro-influencers or a little bit bigger than that, and it's so weird to think about. I remember as a freshman coming in to my high school, and people would always talk about how cool it was that Quentin Nelson had went there, and at that time, Alex Earl was not Alex Earl yet. She was just a senior at my high school who I remember I would look at and think was so pretty, and how one day I would be a senior and I would look like her. And my twin brother, she was one of the older senior girls that everyone knew about, would think was so pretty, at least from the freshman point of view. So seeing that we have, like,
kids in my grade. I never perceived anyone like that.
Really? Because I did.
Really?
I totally was, like, I would look at, like, the older girls, or even, like, girls in our grade, and I'd be like, they're so pretty. But also, I was so, like, not confident in myself at the time, that probably, like, really played into it. And yeah. I, like, had a face full of acne, and, like, I was a little chubby, like.
Me too. I mean, yeah. I obviously looked at other girls and said, wow, you're really pretty, but I never looked up to a senior and was like, I'm gonna grow up and I'm gonna be pretty just like you.
I think I wanted to be.
I never, like,
that didn't happen, though, by, like, senior year of high school.
Definitely not by senior. I did not get college, and I think we're still getting there. You know what I'm saying?
No, same. Like, life is just a constant glow up. I don't know what else she says, like, throughout the video.
Going into the NFL.
I don't know. I want
to
see
the NFL.
Alex Earl went to my high school, and I just thought it was normal to have people who were just so abnormally pretty and so abnormally athletic in school. And I was just like, well, there's just always going to be super pretty people. It's just a normal thing. There's always going to be super athletic thing.
She's normal. Gorgeous.
I can't even speak.
She is so pretty.
There's always going to be super athletic people. You know, it's just normal to feel average compared to, you know, the older people at your school. But thinking about back now to when I was a baby freshman, comparing myself to these older...
How much... Damn, we got a lot to say.
We can, 4 minutes cut it, to say. I don't know. I watched the whole thing at some point, and, like... I like the girl who's talking about it. She's, like, she's cute. I can definitely, like, identify with some of her experiences. But there are, like, for sure some experiences that also, like, I could fully shit on that school, like, hard.
I know.
But there are things that, like, I love about it, too. And then, yeah. Like, there are also, like, obviously, like, you and, like, other people in my life that, like, I'm so glad that I met there.
Yeah.
It was everyone else that was the problem, though. Everybody fucking else. Like, why... Are we deucing on the bathroom floor?
Right. Okay. So I'm getting there. Like, when I was thinking about stitching this TikTok, the line that kept running through my head was that, like, I feel like we just went to high school with some of the most, like, spoiled people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I've ever come across in my life.
Definitely.
And I'm definitely, like, okay, to preface this, we're not talking about Alex Earl.
No.
Because I don't know about you. Alex Earl. Yeah, I never talked to her.
I knew Ashton better.
Right. And so her sister was in our grade.
Yeah.
And, like, she was really sweet. Didn't really, like, talk to her much either. But I think I remember, like, seeing Alex. But, like, I for sure never talked to her. As I'm sure, like,
yeah, sorry,
why would anyone? Like, she was, like, pretty and, like.
Yeah, I wasn't friends with her.
She's much older than us at the time.
Nothing to align us.
Right, and, like, at the time, like, she wasn't TikTok famous. Was TikTok a thing? No, not till, like, our, like, junior year.
Was that junior year?
I feel like it was, like, sophomore, junior year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because then, like...
Because it was, like, Musical.ly, and then, like, everyone was, like, fuck Musical.ly after middle school.
Right, but there was, like, a lull in between where, like, we kind of didn't have that, like,
anything
of that. Yeah, and everyone was, like, bring Vine back.
And then TikTok happened.
Right. It was all
just...
And that
we're just fine.
It was all just fate.
Yeah.
But in the video, she's talking about Alex Earl. Mm-hmm. Sophia LaCourte, who I remember her.
I think I talked to her a little bit more because she was friends with... And I was in the same group as her.
Okay.
On occasion. Because of theater and whatever. So I talked to her a few times. She's a very sweet girl. And she was also...
I have no idea if I ever talked to her. Was she 2 years older than us?
Yeah, she was the same as Alex, I think. Or maybe she was 3. I think she was a senior when we were freshmen.
Okay.
But she was also hanging around the studio a lot. The dance studio, I think.
Okay.
Because I remember the red hair.
Yeah, yeah. That's, like, why I remember her. I was always like, oh, her hair is so pretty. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, seeing her on TikTok. And I think it was my little sister who goes there now. Was like, she went to RBC. And I was like, oh, okay.
She did. Sophia LaCourte.
Right. And then Quentin Nelson, mm-hmm. who I think graduated, like, even before we went there. He's, like, an NFL player. I know nothing about him. Mm-mm. Sorry.
I don't know anything about
him. I don't really care. No one else of, like, note?
No. I don't think so.
But, like... We know some people that, we know, like, interesting people, for sure. Oh, actually, no, I can totally say this, because she said it in the video, too.
I was just about to say, yeah.
I'm gonna bleep the name.
No, bleep the name, but
Governor's son of our state, at the time, went to our school, and he went to our school because he, like, got, like, kicked out.
Of, I think, multiple other schools.
Right.
Like, this was, like, the last
I have to bleep his name, because we're literally gonna get sued if this ever goes online anywhere.
Yeah, we're talking mad shit.
But
he used to hold these crazy fucking parties that I never went to, but my boyfriend at the time went to a lot. And, like, it was the type of thing that...
They were boys.
Yeah. They were brothers. Like, let me tell you, like, there was one night that he went to a party, and to go to a party at this kid's house, you had to go through the gate.
Right.
And, like, and say, I'm here for... Go there to the guest
security
house.
Guards.
Security guards who, everywhere. Like, bouncers. Your cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, you couldn't even step foot in the real house.
Right.
You had to go in the guest
house.
No,
it was like some crazy shit like that.
Yeah.
I never went either. I was...
Yeah, I didn't go.
Yeah.
Ever. But, there was one morning after a party. called me at like 8 and was like, yo, I'm gonna go to, like, I'm being invited to go to France right now with, like,
to
with.
He's taking me to Paris!
He's taking me to Paris! And it was like,
what?
He asked my. Some other fucking people, but like, it was like the wackest group. And like,
did they go? I don't know. I'm like envisioning what their Instagram captions were. Are you thinking the same thing as me? And where it's in Paris? Because they would, and they're all white. They're all white. Just to be clear.
They fucking would.
So, yeah, I don't know. That situation was weird. He got choked one time by this like big guy who we went to school with who, like, I don't know, made some comment.
Wait, who choked him?
Wait, you don't remember this?
I remember that he got hurt, but I don't remember what the lore was. I don't think I was involved.
I did not see this happen, but apparently, like, I'm gonna have to bleep all the names. So, Governor Sun made a comment about sister Sam. Like, called her a whore.
Oh my god, yeah.
So, I guess saw Governor's son in the hallway and like grabbed him and like pushed him up against the lockers and was like choking him. And then I heard a rumor that like bodyguard had to like wait outside of school because they had bodyguards.
Yeah.
And like he like got driven to school and shit. Like I used to see him hop out of his fucking SUV like in the corner of Starbucks. And I'd be like, what the fuck?
It's just so bro going to school.
Right.
Just so bro going to school. Right. I remember, like, the first week that he transferred in, they were coming into school with him.
Right, so I feel like they did that again once he got, like, choked. And I remember someone made a fake news line, and it was, like, big guy chokes governor's son. Yeah. It was so good. I feel like I have that somewhere in my camera roll.
Big guy. Wait, I need to pull up the video of him falling.
Oh, my God. Oh my god.
He the moved thud. Like around the corner.
I show people that video all the time.
No, me too.
Right now, and I'll like insert it. Is that legal?
It shows his face, probably not. But just listen to the
what
thud.
What if I blur? Okay.
Oh, that's cheap as shit.
Is that breaking or
not? And then stop talking shit.
The thud. I've showed that video to so many people. Yeah, send it to me so I have it.
Mm-hmm. No, me too. I fucking.
Yeah, that video went around our school like everywhere. Like, I don't think I knew who it was until, like, much later.
No, same. I didn't even know that he was real until, like, sophomore year. No. And then he was, like, a friend for a while. That was
weird. No, he, like, would FaceTime me all the time. Oh, my God. Okay, moving on. Yeah. Something I really wanted to talk about and I really wanted to mention was, I'm gonna bleep this name again.
Okay.
Custom Range Rover. With the rose gold handles. Oh my god.
Rose gold handles?
You don't remember that?
No. That's atrocious. What color was the car?
This girl that was in our grade. Mm-hmm. We might have to do without the ring light. She's dying.
Or white as snow. It's okay.
This girl that was in our grade had a custom Range Rover. It was white.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all the detailing was rose gold.
That's fucking
which,
crazy.
Which, like, good for you.
She has more.
But also, like, that's the scale that when I explain to people, like, where we went to high school, like, people were spoiled, kind of got, like, whatever they wanted, had never really, like, had a day in their lives where they, like, wanted for or struggled for anything.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, normal to them.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people like that, that were driving these, like, nice-ass cars and...
At age, like, 17.
Right.
Dude, you know what I was driving when I got my first car? A 1998 Mercedes, bro. That was, like,
iconic.
A fucking... It was so good.
Pussy wagon.
My pussy wagon. Cassette player, cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
Fucking, it was great. But it was a clunker for sure. Shane had that shit Volvo. Miss Phoebe loved her too.
Yeah. And my car's used. Like, it's a nice car. Like, okay, I always said this, like, going to school. I would say, like, my family is, like upper middle class. And, like, I've never, like, wanted for anything. I'm very grateful for, like, what I have. But there were people that we went to school with that would, like, probably consider me poor.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Because bitches had G-Wagons, too.
Boats. people were, like, living on, like, the rivers, waters, like...
Fucking deal.
And just, like, also, like, the area that we're from is, like, affluent. It's one of, like, the wealthier parts of New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was just the norm. Like, more frequently than not, the people that went to our school were, like, very...
Very wealthy. Very wealthy people.
Right. Wealthy and religious and just, like, outlandish, like...
Whack-ass I just, like, values. Couldn't...
Do you remember that had... his, like, family pool was, like, shaped like an L or something crazy like that, or, like, a guitar. It was, like, something weird. It was something weird.
An L would be wild.
I don't know what it was. I just remember, like, hearing something about it, because he was, like, in my business classroom, my, like, homeroom. And I was, like...
Oh, my God. You know what's really funny? Mm-hmm. I saw him on Tinder, and as a joke, I swiped right and it matched.
Really?
And I thought that was really crazy. And then I unmatched him immediately. Okay.
That's so valid.
Recording for no reason. But I was like, this is crazy.
I'm trying to think of other circumstances. Oh, the shitting.
Yeah.
That? Sorry. Okay, the pooping.
God. Oh, the shitting.
We've been leading up to this, like, the whole time.
So,
holy shit.
Freshman year, I remember, like, I did not even know him yet. I did not even know who he was. I was alone as fuck freshman year. I had no friends.
Yeah.
And so I remember hearing about this from Miss in her class.
This was before you dated him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let's preface that.
No, we weren't going out.
This is Soph's ex-boyfriend that we're talking about.
Yeah.
So
I heard about it, Miss Spanish class, and she was fucking raging and roaring about it. And then I was like, what's good, girl? And she was like, you didn't hear about the kid who pooped on the floor, the bathroom on the third floor? And I was like, no. I'm like, that's disgusting. She was like, that kid is sick. That kid is sick. He needs to go to a hospital. That kid is sick. Fast forward to sophomore year Thanksgiving.
That was totally our freshman year. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. And then Thanksgiving pep rally is when I met him. And I was like, that man is going to be my husband.
Were you aware at the time?
Who it was? No.
That he had shit on the floor.
I knew that somebody shit on the floor, but I didn't,
you didn't know it
was the same person.
Okay, so I respect that. I didn't know that part of the story. For some reason, I thought that you guys, like, were talking freshman year. Because, like, you and I weren't, like, close freshman year. We knew of each other, but your friends hated me. And, like, I kind of hated your friends.
Yeah.
At the time.
And I didn't know the lore because I wasn't from the area.
There was so much lore.
Yeah.
But then you understood the lore after a while, and you were like, yo, like, some of these girls are crazy.
Not good.
Yeah. And same thing with me. Like, oh my god. Because, okay, we really didn't become, like, good friends until senior year.
Yeah.
Because I had a really bad, like, toxic friend group. And, like, low-key, so did you. Like,
yeah, my
for sure
terrible.
Stayed friends with, like, some of them.
Yeah, because...
But definitely not all.
Two of them were horrible.
Right.
But you had all of them were pretty bad.
All of them?
Yeah.
Well, actually, okay, no. The only person who I like to this day is...
Yeah, but she had her moments of being fucking wild
crazy.
Back in the day.
Crazy.
But I mean, like, that's what I'm talking about. Back in the day, they were all crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
And
but she's
that's,
like, right,
that's also the problem with, like, high school in general is, like, it's just a bunch of, like, teenagers. And then when you, like, take teenagers and make them, like, wealthy and rich... And, like, can kind of do whatever they want. Like, it just becomes a problem.
Yeah, bitch. Anything is given to them, they will go fucking crazy. Like, senior weekend was wild. Like, the fucking...
Oh, my God.
They did not
it was
respect
iconic,
that place
though.
At all. No.
Right.
Yeah. But, like, we left and there were holes in the ceiling. Like, the fucking...
Right.
So much shit was broken. Like,
yeah.
That was crazy. I cannot imagine the bill that... The governor of our state got.
So we're from the Jersey Shore, and a lot of schools in this area, instead of doing, like, after prom, because a lot of people do it in the Poconos.
Yeah.
I feel like. I don't really, I think other states, like, don't really get this concept, because a lot of my friends are like, what is after prom?
Oh,
my friends
real?
From college are like, yeah. But, like, people from, like, New York, New Jersey, like, understand the seaside lore. A lot of schools in the area will have their after prom at either a house or a motel. Like, you'll rent out an entire motel in Seaside, which is where the Jersey Shore was filmed. It's, like, kind of sketchy, but also, like, one of the more fun places.
Yeah, it's...
Here, and it's the perfect place for, like, a trashy after prom.
Yeah.
So we rented out this place, the Hershey Motel. Sponsored by the Hershey Motel.
Sponsored by the Hershey Motel.
And It was a great experience.
Oh, it was so fun.
Yeah, it was the most fun I've ever had, but, like, so much illegal activity. And so many people died. Not, like, died, but like, so many people were, like, ill, injured.
So fucking
ill. Because it was just a bunch of high school kids, like, drinking all weekend, breaking shit. No supervision. Specifically...
yes, his room was the worst after that whole thing.
The Prince of New Jersey. The Prince. His room was a fucking mess, and like I don't know how much
there was shit
they paid in damages. They hid
his phone in the ceiling of his room.
That's where it was.
Yes,
because I remember after she was like crying because she couldn't find her phone.
They
remember when we couldn't find her.
That's what I'm about to say. Like, she would always hang out with these dudes and like, oh, I'm friends with the dudes. They weren't friends with her. They were so sketchy. They bullied the fuck out of her and then, like, just stood there and stared at her tits. They did not like her.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that was weird.
Those guys were always, like, a mess, though, and, like, there was this one time, I think Shane and I have told you about it. Shane and I were in, like, our business class, and, like, he was talking about Seaside, and he was talking about the girl that, like, he was bringing to prom, and he literally was like, if she doesn't fuck me, I'm gonna kill her. Like, loudly, in class.
That's terrible.
He's like, if I don't have sex at after prom, like, I'm going to kill her. And I was like, say what? He was bad.
Eek.
I haven't seen much of him, like, on, like, social media or anything. I don't know if he died or something.
No, me neither. He might be in, like, the military or something. Or maybe he's a priest.
He would do that.
Yeah. A priest. Please. He's fucking reverend.
Oh, my God.
That'd be crazy.
But, yeah, I mean, I feel like there was so much more I had to say. So much more, like, philosophical stuff about our school that I had to say. It was awesome. But it was just such an otherworldly experience, and I don't think there's any... Oh, I wanted to talk... Okay, I'm going to mention the finances of it all.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about it.
It is a lot. It was a lot.
I think when we went there, it was like $15,000 a year, right?
Yes, but I was a scholarship kid. I don't know how much I was paying.
Okay, good for you. I was not. And holy shit. My parents used to complain about how expensive it was all the time, but also my parents wanted me to go there. Like, my mom went there. She was, like, obsessed with this idea of me going there.
Okay.
It was so expensive, though. And, like, do you feel as though, and, like, experience aside, like, fun and whatnot.
Was it worth
education-wise, no. I don't think I learned anything.
No.
Like, other than, like, a few classes, like, there were maybe, like, 4 classes and, like, 4 teachers where I was, like, you were great. And, like, I actually learned something from you. For the most part.
Nothing.
Nothing. Like, education was a joke, and I so was unprepared for college.
Math
after
class,
paying all that money.
Math class wasn't real.
Their math department, school. Their science department was awful.
Science department, all they did was yell you. For what? For having a sweatshirt on. That was, like, what she would spend the most time on.
Right, and I understand that, like, Catholic school is, like, a problem with staffing and everything, but also if you're paying so much money, like, what are you paying the money for at that point? Your 45-minute-a-day religion class, which also... learned nothing. And then, like, going to church. Remember when we used to go in the auditorium during church?
Yes, of, like, course. Yeah. And skip church. Yes. Yeah.
That was,
and
like, then, senior year, though. That was when, like, we really started becoming... No, junior year.
That was junior year because junior that year. Was crazy because that was when broke up with me. And then we went... Me and were going to skip church, hung out in there. And then you and some other people came in with, like, cookies.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
And I was like, okay. And me and my just broken up, so I was like, is this weird because you're friends with him? Like,
no whatever. Idea what's going on.
But then comes in with Kate, who he dumped me for, and started making out with her in the on stage in the fucking curtains.
Wait, so for backstory, our two friend groups would, like, collide occasionally, like, junior, senior year, and basically, like, Soph had just broken up with her boyfriend, the one that shit on the floor. And our two friend groups just happened to be skipping church at the same time, and we would, like, go to our school's auditorium, which was not the church, like, church was held in an actual church.
Mm-hmm.
And we would hide, like, on stage, like, behind the curtains, because it was empty when everyone was at church, and, like, just avoid going to church.
Yeah, fuck church.
Right.
Bitches would pass out in that church.
People did that all the time, and I don't know how we were never caught, because I literally, like, you would walk by, like, the administration office.
Yeah.
He was crazy.
I know.
I'm pretty sure, like, people would know because, like, there was a good chunk of us that did that.
Yeah. Like, a decent amount.
I never got caught.
I never got caught either.
I did get caught once for skipping Latin.
Where were you?
Skipping? I was there again. I was, like,
in you were in the BSA?
Yeah, like, literally by myself. I was just like, I don't want to go.
That's funny.
Real.
Yeah, whenever so I skip class, I would just go to the dance studio and Kelly would just give me shit to do.
Right.
That was fun.
Right. That was, even though, like, I didn't do dance, like, that was, like, a homey place.
Mm-hmm. That was really good. Did you ever do yoga there?
Yes, I was in yoga club. Okay, that's what yeah, I thought. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And you were in yoga club, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, like, would fuck around in yoga club. I remember that. Mm-hmm. That was, like, sophomore year?
Yeah, I think so. I did yoga club a lot because I could just go to bed.
It was great, though, because, like, this club was only girls.
Mm-hmm.
And we had clubs, like, it would be allotted into, like, one day of the month during the school day. And it'd be, like, an hour long.
Yeah.
And we did, it wasn't even called yoga. It was called, like, stretching, breathing, and relaxing.
Because it can't be called yoga because she doesn't have a certification.
Hey, wait, that's actually awesome.
Yeah.
We would do yoga with the dance instructor in the dance studio. And it was, mm-hmm. since it was all girls, we would just, like, take off our little, like, kilts
mm-hmm.
that we wore because we had a uniform. And yeah. we would wear our little, like, button downs.
Our polos.
Our Nike Pros with our little tights. And we would just be, like, stretching, like, namaste.
Yes.
And, oh my god, I remember, Shavasana was always, like, 15 minutes long.
And that was just
And I would
bedtime.
Actually fall asleep.
That was bedtime.
It was, I think it was because Kelly, like, just didn't give a fuck. Like,
she just didn't want to do it anymore.
No, and she was teaching dance, like, literally every period of the day. And then they were like, you're also gonna do yoga.
Yeah. And she was also subbing for people.
Right, they always made, like, the elective teachers do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But even, like, doing it by the herself, whole administration, I remember, was always so mean to the teachers, and the teachers were mean to each other, and they all hated each other.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the whole system was just, like, crumbling.
Oh, for sure. They all hated each other. Like, even the people within their own departments, like, hated each other, too. It was really great. And then when they would do, like, group Halloween costumes, you could tell the disdain they had towards each other. It's funny. I feel like the only department that actually enjoyed each other's company sometimes were the nuns.
That was department.
I know. That's the gag.
It was just three of them. Yeah, that's the other thing a lot of people, like, question me about at school. Once people find out that I went to Catholic schools, I only have, like, a couple friends who also went to Catholic school.
Me too.
Two of my good friends went to school together in Staten Island at an all-girls school. So they have, like, all the same stories.
Uh-huh.
Most people are like, what was it like going to school with, like, nuns? And, like, for the most part, they weren't scary, but there was one. Well, yeah.
This gremlin of a woman.
Holy crap.
I'm sure she went to the fucking nunnery because she... that's what that was.
I gotta cut that out. That's blasphemous.
It is, but that's what I'm saying for us right now. Like, that's why. Just bleep out that whole sentence and then...
I'm gonna bleep it out and then just, like, that's blasphemous. Yeah, she was a train wreck. She came into my Latin class one time and, like, literally, like, did not warn the teacher at all. She just comes in. She's like, I need to speak with the women in this class. And mm-hmm. I was like,
hello.
And she, like, makes us all stand up and come out into the hallway. And, like, she, like, observed, like, our thighs in the middle of the school hallway.
Oh, my God.
And, like, oh, my God. Our school also had a reputation for having, like, the shortest skirts.
Oh, yeah. Bitches,
like,
would get them
reputation.
Hemmed.
Reputation.
Because they were
fucking... I got mine hemmed.
Me too.
Because they were also ugly.
They were hideous. They were 2 inches above the knee.
Yeah.
Green, black, white, and yellow plaid. Right? And, like, maybe a touch of red. And bitches would fucking... like, a line of red.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? But
they were really, really ugly. And they also, like... every time I was bloated, it didn't fit me. No longer fit me. The
especially when they were rolled, bitch.
Oh my god.
Couldn't
I couldn't get through, like, winter without a skirt breaking. With, like, all the layers that I would shove under there.
Yes.
Like, I used to wear my sweatpants.
Sweats,
like,
under.
Yeah, under. And then take them off when we got there. And god forbid you walked into the school with a sweatshirt on or, like, a jacket. They were like, take it off. And I was like, I haven't even been to my locker yet. Like,
Jesus Christ. I just
got here. Yeah. That it was, like, absolute chaos at all times.
That shit was wild. That was crazy. But
and then remember our, like, director of discipline died?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a cool guy.
Rip. He was nice, and then they put the other guy in after him who got fired because he had an affair with that woman.
Which one was she? Was it
No, wasn't it, the photography bitch?
Oh, yes! Yeah.
She would. She would.
Apparently she fucked Mr.
I heard that rumor. Someone said that she fucked, like, a student who was a year older than us. I don't remember his name.
She?
Or he? That she did.
Oh. I also heard that he fucked someone in our school, too, but I think that was a lie. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I heard
that he used to ask for people's Snapchat, but I think girls were just making that up to make each other jealous, because everyone wanted to fuck him. Because
everyone wanted him. He was bad. Yeah. And everyone was watching Pretty Little Liars, so, like, the Ezra Fitz vibe.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was such an epidemic, because then people actually thought that they had a chance with, like, their 27-year-old teachers.
Yeah, no. He doesn't want you, gross. Tiffany. You're pimply and a child.
But like, even I was guilty of that. Even I would be too. Like, he's hot.
No, me too. But he wasn't. He just looks like a lumberjack a little bit. Like,
yeah, no, looking back, he actually wasn't that cute.
He was just the cutest one that we had.
Yeah. Well, Mr. G- loved him. Mr. G- got off the stage at graduation. He was like, remember me when you're famous. And, like, he could have been saying that to everyone. But I think about it every day. And I liked, is there anything else you have to say left, though, before we wrap up? Anything I'm forgetting?
I mean, there's also just all the places that people would hook up on campus.
Oh, my God.
One of which being the auditorium.
I was guilty of it one time.
Where? With who? You did
what? Wait, I think I need to cut this out. You didn't know about this?
No.
You said cut the cameras.
Oh, my God. Wait, can I mute it? That's putrid. Okay. That's just putrid.
Yeah. I, like, made out in the hallway with him one time, too, which I always said I would never do because I thought that was gross. Because do you remember how many people used to just, like, make out in the hallway?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, the amount of places that people would hook up in the school.
Also,
under the stairs.
Our gym had, like, its own different building. So the X Center fucking stairwell, too.
Right.
Fucking... was crazy.
That was a lot because then everyone found out about it. And that sucked. But also she told a lot of people.
Bitch, yeah.
And like if you don't want people to know that you did that, then either don't do it or don't tell people.
Right. It's not our fault.
Right.
Simply not our fault.
But yeah, people were just like everyone was like very hypersexual.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone was having sex. When I lost my virginity, I told you. She was like, this was freshman year. I was, like, too young for any of this.
Real.
She was like, welcome to the club, girl. There's 8 of us. And I was like...
Who were the other 7?
She told me. She was like, it's me, you, my...
Well, married to, like, so that was fine.
No, at that point, she was dating...
No.
Who also... This is such tea. In 8th grade, I used to, like, flirt with him, like, talk to him. In 8th grade, like, we had a little on and off thing.
Okay.
But my heart was shattered when I found out that he had sex with... Do you know who that is?
No.
She went to, RFH.
Okay.
Yeah. In the woods. Like, behind a fair. Behind, like, the Rumson Fair.
In 8th grade?
In 8th grade, the summer after 8th grade.
Having sex in 8th grade? He looked so corny.
No, that's always what I thought, too. Remember he was, like, a transfer?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, when he transferred in, he was fucking corny.
Yeah, but he, like, fully, like, yeah.
I also heard they fucked in, like, the movie theater when we were in high school, too.
Yes, I heard that, too. And that they would, like, fuck, oh my God, because everyone used to, like, during football games, I was guilty of this one time, everyone would go to the baseball fields or, like, that little shed by the baseball fields to hook up, like, under the bleachers.
Yeah.
That was gross, because everyone was just, like, doing it, like, 10 feet away from each other.
That was wild. That was pretty violent. Right. I never did that. We went to, like, the bathroom to hook up. We were classy.
The bathroom at Mr. Pizza Slice.
Yeah.
And the bathroom at Alfonso's, which... Wait, Alfonso's turned into Carlos's Bake Shop. There was a cafe next to our school.
Yeah.
That kids got in trouble for having sex in the bathroom at literally like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, sex.
At this cafe before school.
Drugs, drinking, all happened at Alfonso's.
literally at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And, like, these poor people, like, work in the bakery didn't ask for that.
No,
they didn't. And, like, kids, like, would go in there and, like, not buy anything.
And just fucking sit at the tables. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I was guilty of that one, just sitting. I never bought anything from there. I got a hot chocolate maybe once, but it was ass.
So oh, I would get their hot chocolates. They have really good croissants, too.
All right, croissant. But, yeah, also that Starbucks was sick of our shit, too. And the,
that poor and Starbucks. The every morning would get bombarded and rook.
And rook.
The yeah. Japanese restaurant.
Toki, bro.
Everyone was sick of us. And then, like,
yeah.
Also, everyone who went to our school was, like, notorious, like known for stealing things from the shops in the area.
So, like, anytime, yeah. Like, you saw a kilt walk into your store, you knew to fucking keep your eyes on them.
Oh, my God. And they would.
Yeah.
But anything else?
Also, yeah, fucking the bitches that would pull up sauced to school, drunk as...
This girl literally, like, would casually tell people that she came to school with a water bottle full of Bacardi.
A swell yeah. bottle full of Bacardi.
And I also don't know how no one ever picked up on it, because wasn't there, like, one time where she literally had rosé in her bottle?
Yeah.
And, like, it looked like it.
Yeah.
And
it
was, and like, nobody said anything to her about it.
No. No. And she would drive to school like that.
Yes. And then, like, her sister would she be, drove like...
her sister.
She'd be like, oh, do you know, like, if she's been drinking?
Yeah, like, if she doesn't... If we've been hanging out with her.
Crazy shit.
Yeah. Do you know if she's been drinking as well? But that bitch is, like...
Now, apparently, she's, like, a lawyer.
Doesn't mean she's not an alcoholic.
That's so true.
Be a lawyer, but plenty of those love to drink.
Yeah. Yeah, even if I'm forgetting anything, we could always do a part two.
Yeah, I think that's all that comes to mind other than Jesus.
How did we...
hanging on the cross.
We literally ended up talking for an hour. This is going to be so funny to listen back to.
Yeah.
We dropped some... It's literally going to be a bleep, like, every 5 seconds.
But it's okay. You can make it fun.
Oh my God, yeah, it'll be so fun.
Put in some silly
copy
sounds.
And paste. Copy and paste.
Copy and paste.
But,
okay.
Licks my lips.
No.
I've been sober for like 92 days.
Yeah, don't touch.
Every time I see Santa Mojo like vape on her podcast, I'm like, like live through her a little bit.
No.
Anyway, okay. Are we calling it for today?
I guess we can call it. This is a pretty solid amount of time, I think.
Thanks for being a good guest, cuz. That me.
Cuz.
Yeah.
Your KD ass calling me cuz.
Oh my God. My yeah. shorty butt.
Let's go.
Yeah. Literally, you look like a frat boy.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay.
Upper ducky zanny.
Goodbye to all of our fans.